So the Gemara is exploring how we know that the din of chametz and the iser of chametz on erev Pesach. Where does that come from? The Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph implies that chametz is aser on erev Pesach afternoon min haTorah. And the fact that we even back up the isurim drabanan an hour or two into the morning, machlokas remeir the chachamim whether achilas chametz is only aser during shashishas or even during shachamishas. From starting 11 o'clock or starting 10 o'clock, or this year because of daylight savings time, is starting at 10:57 or 12 o'clock. That's a question of when the Yisurim Drabbanan begin. Clearly, everyone agrees the Yisur Chametz Daraisa. Clearly, Yisur Chametz Daraisa begins at Chatzos. Where does that come from? The Nachum Abaye laid out the possibility that it's Achmiyom Rishon, that we interpret Achmiyom Rishon as referring to the 14th, Rishon means the day before Pesach, and Bayom Rishon limits it to the daytime, and Ach cuts a day in half, so that's how you end up with the last 6 hours of Erev Pesach afternoon, Chametz is Asher. Abaye was Machriach, that interpretation of Rishon as meaning preceding, rather than first. Abaye was Machriach that from Stiras HaPsukim, Shivas Yamim Sar Lomitzim V'Teichem, implies that Chametz is Asher all seven, and particularly since you have that hekesh of chametz to matzah that indicates that chametz is aser to eat and aser to own as of the night. So all that Achmi Rishon could be adding is pushing it back further into Erev Pesach. So that was Abaye's approach based on the Stiras HaPsukim. Tanna Rabbi Shmuel said it's based on a specific indication, Matzim Yudal Shenikra Rishon. The Pasuk in Parshas Bo refers to Barishon Bar Bar Sayom. So clearly, we have to refer to specifically the 14th day of Nisan as Rishon. And finally, let's dive back into Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, who said, you don't need Hechrea, you don't need Stiras HaPsukim, nor do you need a specific local Raya about Yudal Nisan. That's what Rishon means in general. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Amar Rishon, the Mekaramash, Rishon always means, Or often, I should say, means the meikar. Rishon Shoy can mean the first. He says Rishon could also mean preceding without any specific hechrach. He says that pasuk in Eov, Harishon Adam Tivaleg. We're saying, do you think you were not the first of Adam, but before Adam? Were you born before Adam or Rishon? We use the word Rishon to mean lefnei. But then the Gemara begins to attack, and an attack is going to begin to, that's going to continue to grow over this course of the Amud until we ultimately give an answer based on Agada. And the basic attack, it's going to grow, it's going to change form a little bit. But the basic attack on Rachman Yitzhak is that there are other psukim, other cases, specifically in the context of Yontif, where the Torah refers to Yom HaRishon, and if Rachman Yitzhak is going to be consistent, the same way we're so comfortable assuming that Yom HaRishon, Ach B'Yom HaRishon Tashbisu, Yom HaRishon in the context of Chametz, is the day before, how about all of these other cases? We're going to quote a total of three other psukim. Quote three other psukim. You have questions, really? Okay. So the Gemara says, problem number one, parallel to the mitzvah of Tashbisu on Yom HaRishon of Pesach is the mitzvah of Adal Minim on the Yom HaRishon of Sukkos. So Hachinami, Rishon to make Karmash, but that also means. So why not say, Kishay, just like on Pesach, you have a mitzvah Tashbisu on Erev Pesach, followed by 7 days when you don't eat chametz. So I could have said on Sukkos, Erev Sukkos, the mitzvah of Tzivos Lulav, and then 7 days of Sukkos when you sit in the Sukkah. Clearly incorrect, but according to Rav Yitzchak, why not? Why not? So the Gemara goes back and forth, and this we saw yesterday. The Gemara says, no, that's different. Chafei Merishon is different. Because Shani Asin Dechsivu Smacha Fei Hashem Lekechem Shio Yisrael. The pasuk follows up by talking about all 7 days. The Simcha and the Lulav and Beis HaMikdash is all 7 days. Mashvi Shvi Lachag, Arvishan Rishan Lachag. And just like at the end of the pasuk, Shivas Yom means the 7 days of Yom Tov. So by parallelism, at the beginning of the pasuk, Yom Rishon is the first day of Yom Tov. The Gemara says that's a great argument. You can make it here by Chametz as well. Hachinami or Hachanami Ksiv Ach Yom Rishon Tashbisu. That's how the pasuk begins, and then it goes on to say Shivas Yom Matzos Tochelu. So by the same logic, the Shivas Yom of Matzos should tell me the Yom Rishon Tashbisu is the first day of seven and not Erev Pesach. So the Gemara says, well, like I'll give you a teretz here. Im kenicht of Korishon. Harishon lamali. Why did Torah say, ach biyom harishon? Saying the harishon, the hey. Ishma minolich d'amra. It's not just the word rishon, but harishon, which is, by the way, what you have in the pasuk in Iyov. That hey is a hey hatema for the grammarians here. But okay, the Gemara says maybe it's not just Rishon, but Harishon. The Gemara says that's not going to solve your problem. We're still stuck with the Kasha from Arba Minim. Ihachi hasam nami Harishon lamali. It doesn't say Lokatuchem b'yom Rishon. It says Lokatuchem b'yom Harishon. The Gemara says we're really, really stuck. We're really, really stuck. If you want to, if Rav Yitzchak wants to interpret that ach b'yom Harishon means Erev Pesach just because the word Rishon or Harishon could often mean preceding rather than first, or why doesn't he apply that similarly to the Pasuk of Arba Minim? Rishon, it's all the same. It has the same hey, it has the same seven at the end. It's mamish parallel. How do you say this pshah? How do you say that Tashbisu is an Erev Pesach, but Arba Minim is not an Erev Sukkos? So that's problem number one. Again, we went back and forth and back and forth, but Lamaisa Gemara said, you're not gonna scoot out of that so easily. The hey and the shivas, it's all the same with the tube circuit. So that's a real problem. And then Gemara says, another problem, the su means it also, the su, chasam over there, a different over there, the chzib yom rishon shabbosam, yom shmini shabbosam. The pasuk is talking about the Easter melacha. We just call it a pasuk that talks about sukkahs in terms of mitzvahs hayom, the mitzvah of Arba Minim. Now let's talk about Sukkot as regards Isser Melacha. It's a Shabbaton. Shabbaton means a day that you don't do Melacha. A Shabbaton. And the Torah refers to, as you know, the Torah refers to Shabbos and Yom Kippur as Shabbos Shabbaton. It's a high-level Shabbaton. Shabbaton is Shvisa. To be shown is Melacha. So Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Yom Kippur, you don't even do, you're not allowed to even do Melacha as Ochal Nefesh. And the other Yom Tovim, as we know, there's the Easter Malacha, but a Heter Olchon Nefesh. That's why they're not referred to as Shabbos Shabbosom, but they are referred to as Shabbosom. Shabbosom is a day where you're Shoves, a day where you cease doing Malacha. Halavai, we should be zeichet to have the other type of Shabbaton for our Shir before the year is over. Halavai. And it's chus of learning the Sukkah of Shabbaton. So Lamaisa, in the simple sense, again, this pasuk is talking about the Easter Malacha, or the mitzvah of being Shoves for Malacha. Yom Rishon Shabbason, Yom Shmini Shabbason. The first day, the eighth day, obviously it's Pasuk Torah, which Yom Tov. Obviously, Pasuk Torah, which Yom Tov is the first day of the eighth day. Obviously, Sukkos, right? The first day of Sukkos is the Esther Malacha, and then the eighth day of Sukkos, which we call Shmini Atzeres, also an Esther Malacha. So Gemara said, no, over there also, same problem. We're piling on the problems. Kasha number one on Nachman Yitzchak was from the Pasuk of Lula, Olokachnuchem Yom Rishon. Kasha number two, it's from the pasuk of Melacha on Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres. Yom Rishon Shabbaton. So why not Rishon de Meikara Mashma? So say the same thing. Maybe the Issa Melacha is on Erev Sukkos. If you really are so convinced, Yom Rishon can be the day before. So why not apply more broadly? The guy says, well, maybe that's different. Shani Asa Damakra Vayom Shmini Shabbaton. It's a day one and day eight in parallel. Mashmini Shmini Dechag, eighth. Is clear, that's clearly an ordinal number. That clearly is referring to the number 8, the 8th day in the series. It doesn't mean the day before or the day after. Acharon can mean after. But Shemini obviously means 8th. So Af Rishon Dechai, here also Rishon must mean the first. And just to clarify that point a little more, what I just said. In other words, Rishon is used in two different ways. Sometimes Rishon is used as opposed to Sheni, Shlishi, Revi'i. Or Rishon can sometimes be used as opposed to Acharon. That's the point that the Gemara just made. It was more than a technical point. You can use Rishon, that's what the Gemara of Nachmitzik is driving at. That Rishon sometimes means first, but there's another meaning of Rishon, which is before, parallel to Acharon, which is after. So we're saying Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi. Obviously, meaning Rishon means first, second, third, fourth. So that's Rishon, if you like technical terminology, that's as an ordinal number. Cardinal numbers are 1, 2, 3, 4. Ordinal numbers in order are first, second, third, fourth. So the usual sense of Rishon is as an ordinal number, first, the first of a series. But Rav Nachman Yitzchak is arguing just that that's Rishon as opposed to Sheni Shlishi. Rav Nachman Yitzchak is essentially doesn't say it this way, but that's what the Gemara seems like it's driving in the line we just read. That there's also Rishon as opposed to Acharon, as we talked about yesterday in Shir. In Chumash Bereishis, Acharon means after. That's why it talks about Leah and her sons Acharonim, as well as Rachel and Yosef Acharonim. How can they both be Acharonim? Who was last? They weren't both last. The answer is, obviously in that passage, it doesn't mean last, as in last in a series. It means afterwards, like Achare. Ah! So Nachman Yitzchak says, well, so I can have Rishon as opposed to Sheni, or Rishon as opposed to Shemini, where it means a number, first of a series, ordinal number. Or you can have Rishon as opposed to Acharon. In that context, just like Acharon can mean after, Rishon can mean before. So that's where Nachman, that says Gemara is defending Nachman Yitzchak. Oh, don't ask me a kasha number to Nachman Yitzchak for the pasuk of Shvisan Sukkos for the pasuk of Yom Rishon Shabbos. So no, because there's a clear parallel in the pasuk Yom Rishon V'Yom Hashmini. And that's what the Gemara means. Mashmini Shmini Dechag of Rishon Dechag means Shmini clearly is a number. So obviously in this context we're using Rishon to mean a number. But then the Gemara says, yeah, what about the hay? Ha Rishon Lamali. So why do we have the Yom Ha Rishon? So you told me before that a hay could be indicating that it means beforehand. So here also is Yom Ha Rishon. The Gemara answers, the reason why I said that, hey, Yom HaRishon Shabbaton, is to tell you, that's because this day as opposed to other days. The first day of Yom Tov there's an Isser Malacha, but the other days there is no Isser Malacha, or at least not the same degree of Isser Malacha. Chol HaMoed is not included. As an aside, we know there is an Isser Malacha in Chol HaMoed. That's the first two Prakim and the Sechas Moed Katan are dedicated to Isser Malacha Chol HaMoed. We also know that Isser Malacha Chol HaMoed is much less extensive, much less chamur than the Isser Malacha on Shabbos or even Yom Tov. Yom Tov, you just have the exception of Ochel Nefesh and Mitoch maybe. Chol HaMoed, there are loads of exceptions. Davar HaVeh, Tzarchei Rav, all sorts of exceptions, but there is an Isser Malacha Chol HaMoed. It's worth being aware that there is a machlokas Ashkenazim and Sfardim, whether Isser Malacha Chol HaMoed is Doraisa or the Rabbanan, long Taisus in Chagiga, even though Moed Katan is about Malachas Chol HaMoed, but it's a toast. The main toast about this topic is in Chagiga, Dafyud Zayin, Dafyud Ches. In Chagiga, toast is a long discussion whether Malachas Chol HaMoed is an Isser Doraisa or Isser the Rabbanan. The Baal HaTos of the opinion that Malachas Chol HaMoed is entirely an Isser Rabbanan. I think Min HaTorah is no Isser Malach whatsoever, but the many Sfaradim we showed him disagree. Many Sfaradim we showed him think that there is an Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed Min HaTorah, but it's much less serious. Pasha is the sheet of the Rambam, and there's a Ran about it. If you're interested, the opening Karen Ora in Masaches Moed Katan gives you a whole survey of this whole sigil of Malachas Chol HaMoed Dereis Rabbanan. So it's worth noting that the simplest reading of our sugya offhand, it sounds like there is no Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed. We're talking level of Doraisa. Right, so the simplest reading of the sugya is like Tosus. L'ma'ute chulo shal moed, that in HaTorah there's no Isser Malacha Chol HaMoed at all. And on the other hand, the Sfaradi Yishalmi would say, no, we're being mimited from the level of Shabbaton. It's not the level of Shabbaton. It's not the level of most of the Lamatas Malachas are Asr except for Ochel Nefesh. Everyone's going to agree that the Isser Malacha Chol HaMoed is much, much, much less severe than the Isser Malacha on Yom Tov. Okay, so whether we're saying we might Chol HaMoed entirely, There's no Issur Melacha whatsoever. Or at least, I mean, it's not in the same Madrega as Yom HaRishon, Yom Shemini. Yom HaRishon, Yom Shemini. Mamash Issur Melacha is Yom Tif. With Chol HaMoed is less. Either in HaTorah, no Issur Melacha, or at the very least, far less of an Issur Melacha. And you saw Tosis makes a comment here in Lema'ute, Atravayu Koi. It's going on both of them. Travayu is Aramaic for Shneim. Trei is Shneim. Travayu is Shneim. Atravayu is Al Shneim. Atravayu Koi says Tosis, Deluve and Itul Medina Ella Yom Echa. I was like, the Zionist Tosis. Talk about the Medina. So what does it mean to me? Maybe Tosis. Some of the Bali Tosis did indeed were early Zionists. In Paris, I mentioned he organized a major aliyah by boat, from France to Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban came to Eretz Yisrael. He found the Bali Tosis already there, in Akko, I believe. But that's not, although they may have been early Zionists, that's not what Tosis means here. Tosis here, it was Medina mean? Outside the Islamic Mikdash. That's the language of the Mishnahs in Sukkah and Rosh Hashanah. B'medina as opposed to b'mikdash. Lulav ein itul b'medina mechad. Outside of Beis HaMikdash, lulav only applies min haTorah on the first day. What's Tosis's point? Growing up, my Rebbeim told me that the short Tosis are often the harder ones. The long Tosis look scarier, but at least they explain themselves. The short Tosis oftentimes, you know, he says one law, you have to know what he means. This one is not so hard. What's Tosis's point? What are they trying to say? It's like a Rashi. They just say something, I'll tell you the kasha that it is.
When it says, what about HaRishon, it means, what do you mean, which HaRishon? We had two Pesukim. So it's saying the Issur Melacha Rishon is just on the eighth day, or it's not just on the, it's specifying that day, and also it's also asking on the question that we asked from Lula.
Yeah, we had a hanging kasher from before. Tosis is pointing out, we had left before, when we moved on to the Suhas in the second kasha, we had left the first kasha hanging. The first kasha was, what do you do with the Lukat? The first problematic harishon was the Lukat of the Chem Yom HaRishon. The Gemara never solved there. It tried back and forth. They said, no, it's mamash parallel to Tashbizu. And then it moves on, Vasu Hasa, what are you going to do with this next kasha, this next difficult harishon, the harishon by Shvisa of Sukkot? So Tosis understands that at this point, the Gemara is trying to solve both of them. We have two open kashas, and even though in the flow of the shock of the Tari, the Gemara is not indicating that we're addressing both, Tosis says, look, this can really be a teretz for both, because the truth is, The Svara, the Tosis is that the Gemara is pointing forward, Lema'ute Chul Shalmoed, it does apply to both. There's no mitzvah of Lulav Min HaTorah on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, except in Beis HaMikdash, and there's no din of Shvisa Mi Malacha on Chol HaMoed either. But the Gemara certainly moved, if the Gemara moves on, the Gemara is only addressing itself to the second Kasha. This Teretz may have helped for both, and maybe we're good now. That's what we say Yom HaRishon. That by Lulav, we're excluding Chol HaMoed. Okay. And let's just play out a little bit more. As opposed to Tashbisu. By Chametz, we're not Mimah. Ideally, you're supposed to be Mashpiz Chametz and Erev Pesach. We know the din is Lo Badak. Sam Jackson points out, that's the discussion that we had earlier in the Masechta, we had seen in Daf Yirum and Beis. Machlokes Rashi Tosfos about how you understand Lo Bodak Besoch HaMoed Dibdok Ba'ach HaMoed, and Mishnah Shasha sends you to toast to Rashi in Menachas Samach Zayim and Beis. Even Rashi agrees that there is a din of even Bedikas Chametz Midrabanan over the course of Chol HaMoed, and there certainly is a, that's a Gemara later, there certainly is a din of Hashbas Has Chametz Min HaTorah. Where it talks about a Jew finds chametz besocham on Yom Tov. So if it's Yom Tov, you just call love as a clean, not going to destroy on Yom Tov because of a malacha problem. You cover it. If it's Chol HaMoed, you mevayer chametz on Chol HaMoed. So we're not being memayit mechulo shalmoed by achmi yomarish and tashvisu. So that's what Tos points out. It actually fits very well. Tashvisu applies erev Pesach, but also Chol HaMoed. Masha'in okein. Melechas Yom Tov by Sukkos and Dalet Mina Min HaTorah do not apply on Chol HaMoed. So that one line Alamahut Echulo Shalmoed is really addressing and solving both open questions. The problem is that the second open question, a Shvisa on Sukkot, is we're not done yet. The Gemara says, Chulo Shalmoed, Merishon Oshmini Nafka. What do you mean? You need to tell. If you wouldn't have said Biyom Harishon, I would have thought that the Issur Malacha begins on day one and goes all the way through, but the Torah said explicitly, Rishon and Shmini. So you're supposed to understand that Dafka first and eighth as opposed to the rest, excluding 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Verse says, no. Yeah, Kasha. Ehara.
What was that last thing?
So why don't you turn around? And redo your seating for greater efficiency. I'm sorry?
What was that last the thing that you're now dealing with.
Chulo Shalmoed, Marishon, the Gemara says, if you want to exclude Chol HaMoed, I don't need a separate drush and extra hay to indicate that Chol HaMoed is not included in Issur Malacha. That's just not a question. That's what the Pasuk said. The Pasuk said first, and it said eight. So it said first, and it said eight. That's to the exclusion of all others. Isn't that just the simple meaning of the Pasuk? I need a drasha to the mind Chol HaMoed if I would have otherwise thought Chol HaMoed is included. Why do I thought Chol HaMoed is included? The Pasuk said clearly, day one is the Issur Malacha, day eight is the Issur Malacha. So I can figure on my own that days 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 are not. The Gemara said, no. Here's how I could have made the mistake. It's true. So I do need it. It's not obvious from Gufei to Kra, from the, just the simple meaning of what the Pasuk itself said, that Chol HaMoed days are not included in Shabbos. Why? Why is it? Why is it? Sagadei Techamina, I would have thought to say as well. Oh, the Tashir Rachmana, Uva Yom HaShmini, with a Vav, didn't just say, B'Yom HaRishon Shabbos, B'Yom HaShmini Shabbos. It said, day one and day eight. So what's and? So, what it really just means is day one and day eight, those 2 days. But I could have misunderstood Vav most of our Inyan Rishon. Yeah, that the end is meant to extend from the first item. We had this in the Rashi, opening Rashi in Parshat Mishpatim. Rashi, remember, says, "Why ve'elah ha'mishpatim yotasim l'zeh?" Why ve'elah? That's what Rashi says. Sometimes you say elah, sometimes you say ve'elah. Elah hadvarim, beginning of Parshat for Dvarim, it's a new start without a vav. But with a vav, ve'elah ha'mishpatim. It's most of all in Rishon, right? It takes you back to Matan Torah. This is also part of what was given to Matan Torah. You shouldn't think the Matan Torah was only been on Lamakom. Ben Machader, Pash Mishpatim is also part of Matan Torah. So Vav, most of all in Rishon. So that's what I would have thought here. If it's Bayom HaRishon, ooh, Bayom HaShmini, the Vav might have thrown me. I would have thought, Afilo Chol HaShomoyed, maybe it's one long, doesn't just mean day one and day eight, but it means from day with the whole interval. The Vav would have made me thought, Vav Mos and Yerisha, I would have misinterpreted it's the whole interval from day one to day eight. So Kama Ashman says, since the Vav would have thrown me, so that's why I need the Hey of HaRishon to exclude Chol HaMoed. The Gemara says, this is really, it's very hard to understand. So you create a problem, then you solve the problem. Don't create the problem, don't solve the problem. Well, let's do Rachman alo Vav alo Hey. The Vav gives me the misimpression that Chol HaMoed is included, so I need the hay to get rid of that misimpression. If you have neither, you'll be just as fine. So it can't be that's what the hay is for. It can't be, so the Gemara says, we do have a problem. This is problematic. If not for Yitzhak, if he's being consistent, he should have said this pasuk also means Erev Yontif. And finally, we have a third kasha. Number one, kasha was L'kachem Yom Rishon. The pasuk of Lulav Nesser. Number two was Biyom HaRishon Shabbosam, Biyom HaShmini Shabbosam, the pasuk of Issur Malacha on Sukkot. And now the third problem, the third case, we have a Yom HaRishon, and it's not referring to Erev Yontif, it's referring to the first day of Yontif. V'su Hasam Dechziv Biyom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh She'elachem. That pasuk is said by the Issur Malacha of Pesach. The first, it's the same, the first day of Pesach. Why don't we say Rishon Demekar Mashma? The same way, Achmed Rishon Ashvisu means Erev Pesach. Maybe the Issur Malacha is also Erev Pesach. So, what gave Nachman by Yitzhak, the Ruach HaKodesh, to know that this one, Yom HaRishon by Tashvisu, that naturally means the day before, but the other three, Lulav and Esrog, Issa Melach of Sukkot, and Issa Melach of Pesach, are all mean the first day in the series rather than the day before. So the Gemara says we're really in a tight spot here. And the answer is, I got it though. The answer is, Elahani Shlosha Rishon Mibalech Tatan Reb Shmuel. The answer is, these three Rishons are referring either the fact it's Rishon, maybe the fact it's HaRishon, is the Torah used this language to tell me an important Yisod Nagata. What's an important Yisod? The Schar Gimel Rishon, Zachar Gimel Rishon. It's a reminiscent, Shimon pointed out, of the opening Rashi and Chumash. That the Torah was created, Rishis Baruch Kim, Bishvil Rishis. The world was created because of all the things that are called Rishis. It's definitely, it sounds very similar. Whether or not it's a substantive connection, certainly has a very similar ring. The Schar Gimel Rishon, Zochel Gimel Rishon. We were Zochel to three things called Rishon. We will be Zochel. Kasha will be Zochel to three things called Rishon because of the three mitzvahs called Rishon. What are the three things we'll be Zochel to? Lahacha Zara Shalom Esav, Lebinya Beis HaMikdash, or Lashmo Shal Mashiach, the destruction of Esav. Bayis Hashlishi and the name of Mashiach. La'achar Dara Shal Esav Tachsiv Hayitzu Rishon Admoni Kolok Hadara Seyar. He's referred to as Rishon. Beis Hamikdash is called Rishon. Where is Beis Hamikdash called Rishon? So this is a pasuk here. Miyo Kisei Kavod Merom Rei Rishon Mekom Mikdashenu. It's the number one location. And finally, Shmo Shal Mashiach Tachsiv Rishon LeTzion Hinei Hinam. The pasuk in Yeshayahu, the Rishon LeTzion is used nowadays as a term of respect for the Sephardic chief rabbi of the state of Israel. But the Gemara seems here to understand that the core meaning of that term, Rishon LeTzion, not just the number one rabbi in Zion, but it means Mashiach. So those three items are all referred to as Rishon. Esav, or the source is not to have Esav, the source is to get rid of Esav, and to have a Esav Mikdash, and to have Shmo Shal Mashiach, those three are b'schus these three Rishons. That's why the Torah uses the term Rishon in the context of Arba Minim, in the context of Melech HaSukkos, in the context of Melech HaPesach, because those are the three, they refer to as Rishon, as Rashi says, to indicate that the schar for these three mitzvahs is going to be these three national gifts to Klal Yisrael. So the Marsha works on explaining what does one have to do with the other. That's one problem. There's another problem. If you look at this Agarata, first you wonder what Makesha. There's also a very specific, there's one or two words in this Agarata that should bother you. And so when you look at the three types of schar that we'll get. One of them is referred to as sort of an awkward name. Awkward term. Which one is unusual? Lahachar Zara Shal Esav, yeah. So why do we say Zara Shal Esav? Why say Lahachar Esav? And perhaps that's because, Esav himself is... Esav the man is no longer alive. It may even be a reference, that's a good point, it may be a reference to the fact that we don't mean his genetic descendants as much as his spiritual descendants, those who continue the approach of Esav, regardless of what their ethnic stock is. Yeah, so why that's Papshan Zarash Lezah. What else is difficult? Shmo Shel Mashiach, the name of Mashiach. What's the great gedula that will know his name? We're not interested in knowing his name, we're interested in actually having Mashiach. So the Marsha says, you saw the Marsha, as the Marsha says, he says, number one, let's explain what these three things mean. He says the kesher between, what's the midah keneged midah? So he lines them up, the way he lines them up is that, he says the first one, that the lahachar zara shel esav, he thinks that's keneged Pesach. Geula V'nisa nigalu v'nisa nasin ligael means that future geula will also be driven through Pesach. And we refer to chametz as sha'ar shavi, we refer to the Yetzirah often as sha'ar shavi isa, as chametz we see as zimbach of Pesach. So he says that keeping Pesach properly, shvisa, keeping the first day of Pesach is mikra kodesh, that's our keeping Pesach properly is a schus to drive the elimination of zaro shel esa. And then he says, Beis HaMikdash will be b'schus sukkahs. And he points out a number of psukim that seem to use the word, if you learn Masechta Sukkah, the beginning, the Gemara points out psukim where they are talking about Beis HaMikdash, and use the word sukkah. So, and as a matter of fact, I was thinking, is a part of the benching that probably falls into place based on this. And that is the mystery of why is there a special harachaman for sukkahs. No special harachaman for shavuos. And what is harachaman for sukkahs? Harachaman yachim lano, and sukkahs dover hanofalas. What does that have to do with sukkahs? Sukkahs dover hanofalas is reference to David HaMelech, is reference to Beis HaMikdash. The fallen sukkah of David, presumably, means that Rebbe Shalom, we should be zovah, Rebbe Shalom should bring back Beis HaMikdash. So Mark Kesher, and Marsha doesn't make that point, but I think that emerges, that's exactly, that harachaman probably based on this Gemara Pesach and David HaMelech. That will be zovah to Beis HaMikdash, b'schus keeping sukkahs, b'schus Yom Rishon Shabbosom, Yom Hashmini Shabbosom. And finally, he says, Beis HaMikdash, this is something to gladden the hearts of all Hasidic Yidden. He says, we're going to be zochet to Mashiach because of Simcha. And Lulav is meant to be specifically, Lulav is meant to be an expression of Simcha's Yantar. So we'll keep Simcha's Yantar properly, and specifically, Lulav and Esrik will be zochet to Shmo Shel Mashiach. He says that the Simcha will drive Mashiach. Fascinating. Well, Maisa Pasuk in Parshas Kisavo says, at the end of the terrible, terrible Klalas in Parshas Kisavo, the Tochacha in Kisavo is the worst of the two Tochachot. The Tochacha in Kisavo, you know, is much, much more severe, much longer, much scarier than the Tochacha in Bichul Kosei. And at the end, the Pasuk says, it's because you didn't worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha. So one interpretation of that pasuk is it means you didn't worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu when life was easy, so you're going to lose the opportunity to do that when life was easy. Life is going to get tough. But the Rambam actually understands, the Rambam end of the Lulav, that it means, it doesn't mean you didn't, because you didn't worship Hashem when it was easy, it means because you didn't have simcha in your avos Hashem. You may have been doing mitzvahs, but it was blah. Okay, I gotta go shalom to shir. Got pantvillin, blah. I gotta give stuff, I gotta take care of people. Oh, okay, I'll be nice to people, blah. Tachat she shalvas Hashem lakecha, the simcha to labor, the Rambam says, it means, and because you didn't do mitzvahs b'simcha. You did mitzvahs, blah. I did the right thing, but not mitoch ava, and not b'simcha, without excitement. I was feeling spring fever, and the energy wasn't there. So the Rambam says, that's what the pasuk means. And it's for that lack of simcha v'os Hashem is driving the tochacha. So the Marsha says, in the other direction, it's the same thing. If you, the simcha that you will inject in v'os Hashem will drive Mashiach. And finally he says, Shmo Shel Mashiach, why Shmo Shel Mashiach? He says, because the Gemara mentions different names Mashiach may have. And one of them that's very popular nowadays is Menachem. The Gemara doesn't say Menachem Mendel. The Gemara does mention Menachem as a name of Mashiach. So he says, oh, Zeyenachameinu. He says, you'll be zochet to Shmo Shel Mashiach, means the significance of his name. Not that we'll find out what his name is. You'll have Mashiach, and we'll appreciate the meaning, we'll get the meaning of his name. We'll get the nechama that flows from his name, and that will be the media connected media. If we work hard to be obeyed b'simcha, even when we're feeling blah, so that's a schus that leads towards ultimately Shmo Shel Mashiach, realizing the full promise of Melech HaMashiach. So that closes out with the first chunk of the sugya, and then Rava. Rabbi says totally differently. Let's see the last couple lines of the Gemara, and we'll leave off with kashas for tomorrow. Rabbi Amar is supposed to end at 12:15. Rabbi Amar Hacha. It's not based on Achmi or Rishon. It's because the Torah elsewhere says you're not allowed to shecht the Karban Pesach with chametz. That's what that pasuk says. Don't shecht the dam of my Karban al chametz. Now, how you interpret that pasuk? Don't shecht my Karban al chametz. What does that mean? It means you can't spread out a big lafa on the floor of the Beis Hamikdash and shecht the Karban on top of it? No. The Gemara says al doesn't mean geographically, spatially on top of. It means, well, it's a temporal issue, not a spatial issue. It's a time issue. Lo sishchad haPesach v'adayin chametz kayim. You cannot shecht Karban Pesach when you still have chametz, which means you gotta get rid of the chametz before Karban Pesach. The Gemara says, what that doesn't tell me that chametz is aser from chatzos and on. Well, but some people, if you have the Mishnah later in the Masechta, there were three shifts of Karban Pesach. So if you're in the earlier shift, get there in the chametz earlier. If I'm in a later shift, maybe after 4:00 in the afternoon, or later, we live without Karban Pesach. We've lived without Karban Pesach over 2,000 years, so maybe we don't have to get rid of chametz on our Pesach. It sounds very specific. When you shecht the Karban Pesach, if you shecht the Karban Pesach. Who says that means everyone is stopping at Chatzos? The Gemara says, no. Zman Shechita Merachmana. The Torah is telling me, the Torah is not saying something specific about Karban Pesach. The Torah is telling me, it's a way of describing a time. It's a more elegant way of saying a time. It doesn't literally have to do with my specific Karban Pesach. It's whenever you could bring Karban Pesach. Now, Tosis is not going to be so excited about this on two levels. No one brings Karban Pesach at Chatzos, as the Mishnah say later in the Masechta. Other things have to happen after Chatzos before Karban Pesach. And number two, Tosis is also going to quote a Gemara later in the Masechta that sounds like it really has to do with your Karban Pesach. So how does that Gemara that sounds like it's specific to your Karban Pesach jive with Rava? And then, as we have to solve that, and then we're going to see the Rishonim seem to divide on whether they quote Abaye or quote Rava. We'll try to figure out why, what Nafkamina that chaps. We'll address that in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.